Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At the foundation of everything, from the real presence of Jesus' body and blood in the Lord's Supper, to the washing of regeneration in the waters of holy baptism, to justification itself, the foundation is simply God's word is true. It is valid. It is reliable. What God says is so, is so. From the let there be's of Genesis, after which all things were, to Jesus casting out demons, healing the lame, and raising the dead with a word from the word made flesh. All of God's word and his words prove to be reliable, true, and certain. The writer of the epistle to the Hebrews is drawing the connection between the many and various ways God has spoken to his people of old by the prophets and to how he has spoken to us in these last days by his Son. He gives example after example from the Hebrew scriptures as they are illumined by the light of Christ Jesus himself, as he is shown to be the fulfillment of all prophecy and the fulfiller of the law of God on our behalf. In this brief section, we are called to remember how the message declared by angels proved to be reliable. Reliable, meaning true or proven true, fulfilled, as in a charge of transgression or disobedience. Also true and reliable and attested as the witness of those who heard, which they heard. But how is it proven? How is it fulfilled? How is it verified? Well, the law of God was proven reliable, true, and valid when what was promised in it came to pass. Every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution. And while more specific examples are to follow in the book of Hebrews, from Moses to Abraham to the great high priest and the like, we are now told, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? If we believe all that has been handed down from generation to generation, that the law of God is true and valid and certain, then the testimony of the Lord Jesus, the eyewitnesses of his work and resurrection, and God's own signs given by the power of the Holy Spirit should declare beyond the shadow of a doubt that the revelation of God in his Son, Jesus Christ, is equally true and valid and certain. By faith, the children of God can cling confidently to the promises of God which have been proven to be sure and certain and true in times past and in the life of Christ and even in our present times. We can truly say that as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Yes, we can say that God's word is true and certain. And not without a little fear and trembling do we say that the law of God is true and just, that every transgression or disobedience receives a just retribution. Hearing this true and valid and certain law of God, we are called to repentance from our lives of transgression and disobedience. We have not yet escaped this body of death, so in thought, word, and deed, we still bear the evil fruit of our sinful natures. Is this not true and valid and certain? Or do you deceive yourself? But then the truth is not in you. By faith, you, as a child of God, can say with equal confidence and also with joy that the Word of God is true and just, that the gospel of God is true and just, and that every transgression or disobedience has received a just retribution, a retribution that has been eternally poured out upon Jesus Christ, our true high priest and Passover lamb. In Jesus' death and resurrection, he proved the message of the angels to be reliable and true and certain. The message declared by the angels who brought God's law, and also the message of the gospel. The message declared by the angel to Mary that Jesus would save his people. The message declared by an angel to Joseph that Jesus was indeed called the Son of God. The message declared by the angels to the shepherds and all mankind that the Messiah had come, had been born, is bringing peace on earth. The message declared by the angels to those who seek the body of Jesus of Nazareth at the tomb, that he is not here, he is risen just as he said. Come see the place where he lay. It is true and valid and certain, as it was at the beginning and is now and will be forever. The people of God recall the history of God and his work and find comfort in his faithfulness. The psalmist found comfort in times of depression and distress and repentance in reflecting on the mighty deeds of God. It is true, proven to be true and certain and valid when God declares himself to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember who I am and what I have done and what I will promise to do for you. It is true and valid and certain. Deuteronomy tells us that no one could be put to death without the witness of two or three, that a charge must be valid and certain and true. Will the witnesses step forth? The Spirit, the water, and the blood all testify to the sentence which Christ suffered, the death which sets you free from every transgression or disobedience. And so we pay ever closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For it is true, and it is valid, and it is certain, this message delivered by angels, by messengers, is delivered today to you in your hearing. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.